Dispatch, this is Hummingbird. Do you copy? I'm out here on East Iron for Bonnie B. I went in. The attendant said she is not ready. The clock has ran out on her. What do you want me to do? Well, I did send a text message to dispatch regarding that. I don't know if anybody got it.
Hey, no. Oh, I see the message now. Okay, what?
Gracie, I didn't get any message. Okay, now I see it. I gotta remember what that little thingy is up above, because I wish it just flashed over the phone that we got a message.
Okay, Hummingbird, I adjusted her window, so it may pop off of you. So just wait a couple minutes and see what will populate for you.
Dispatch, you have a copy. Grace, I was talking to the attendant. Could you please repeat?
Okay, so I just fixed it, and I took it off again, so just wait a few minutes and something else will populate onto you.
I've got my next one. That's what the attendant came out to tell me. There's nobody in the clinic, so she must have gotten a ride previously. You copy, Grace?
She's on the phone. I'm sorry, can you repeat what you said?
The attendant here at the doctor's office came out and told me there is no one in the clinic. So Bonnie B, that I was trying to pick up, must have gotten another ride. She is not in there. There's nobody inside. Kathy, it was Bonnie B going from East Iron back to Abilene.
Okay, copy. Let me take a look at it.
Hummingbird, I had one earlier that was a no-show for the first ride, but it doesn't automatically remove the B leg. So just in case that's a possibility.
Okay, that's information for dispatch. Guys, did you get that? And if you can match up the names, we're good.
No, I show she was dropped off. Let me see if I can get a hold of them.
Dispatch, you have a copy.
Is this Sharifa?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Trudy. By chance, do you know where Ronald L. lives?
No, I don't remember him.